It's been in the making for 3 years. So there are, between Firefox 2 and Firefox 3, there are more than 15,000 changes. So it's, I mean, it's really completely new version. What we do is we store locally your navigation history, and we enable you to search through this navigation history and find information very quickly. And so nowadays, the big news is about Obama. So I am going to go there and search for Obama. I start typing Obama. I have many web pages on our list, so I have tons of suggestions about Obama. But I remember this was something that appeared on sky.com. And so this is it. I type Sky on top of Obama, and then I get a list of pages, and it was also about Clinton. And there we are. I can select this, and I see the article that I was visiting before, but I couldn't remember the address. I didn't bookmark it per se. It's just that, because I visited some time ago, it's now showing up. This happens to be an interesting page, so I'm going to bookmark it with a single click here. There it is. With a click on a star, I can bookmark it. If you visit spreadfirefox.com, you will see you have the ability to help us establish a new Guinness World Record. And as you can see, if you zoom on Europe, you'll see that, UK so far has pledged to download 30,000 visit times the browser. France is at 40,000. You can't let us French. Oh yeah, yeah. And you know what? Polls are even better. They're getting close to 60,000. The way we make money is that by default, when you go to the Firefox homepage, you're taken to a website, which in this case is Google.com. And we have a partnership with Google so that if you use it, they make money, and we'll get a little tiny share of this money. Same here for the search engines that we offer here. Yahoo and Amazon, UK, and Google UK also have partnership with them.